But Jonathan Sacks was approached by a principal of a struggling school. The principal came to him and said, "I don't know what to do. Everything is failing in the school. The students are failing. The teachers are failing. Everybody's dropping out. Everybody's leaving. What should I do?" But Sacks looked at him and said, "I have only one word. But if you do this, everything will be okay." He said, "Celebrate." Principal looks and says, "Celebrate what? There's nothing to celebrate." But Sacks turns to the man and says, "You have it wrong. There's always something to celebrate. You just have to find it. If somebody got a 54 in his test last week, got a 63 this week, that's progress. If the teacher only had 35% of the students learning, and now all of a sudden he's up to 52, same thing. Those are celebrations. They might be small celebrations, but nonetheless, they're celebrations." I believe that's the message of our parsha. When the Mishkan is completed, the Torah tells us, "Vayar Moshe's kol melacha." Moshe sees all the work. "V'ne'asu otah kasher tziva Hashem." They did everything that they were told to do. "Kei nasu v'yavarech otah Moshe." And after seeing that everything is done to a T, Moshe Rabbeinu blesses them. Why does he need to bless them? They did what they had to do. Isn't that what you're supposed to do? Are you supposed to get credit for doing something that you're supposed to? Rabbi Sacks says, yeah. In fact, when somebody does what they're supposed to do, all the more so, give them that positive reinforcement. Give them the credit that they deserve. And you know what they'll do? They'll do more, and they'll continue and continue and continue. If you take a look at our parsha in Perek Mem, the word truma is in it 7 times, the gift. And the word lev, throughout the entire construction of the Mishkan, is also there 7 times. 7 is completion. 7 is the cycle of the week leading up to Shabbos. And the truth is, there are strong similarities in the language between creation of the world leading up to Shabbos and the Mishkan, also the same thing. But why? Because the gifts that were given belave. They were given with a heart for completion. And a person could have said, "All right, they gave it. That's amazing." But you have to credit them. You have to tell them that they're doing such an amazing job. When you celebrate people, it's an ultimate form of motivation. It can turn a school around. It can turn people around. It can inspire a group of people. I have to tell you, I've been inspired this week because I have seen in the community, in the school that I work in, so many emails of positivity, positive reinforcement. Oh, it's amazing what your staff is doing. We're blown away. Do people have to do that? I guess it's our job, even if the rules of the game are changing. But by giving those words of encouragement, what are you doing? You're helping motivate people to go forward. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu teaches us. That there's ways to get people to do what you want. But the best way is to just keep being a fountain of positivity.